Calling All Disciples by Carol Kruger. Hello, disciples. That title, disciple, sounds good, doesn't it? Well, if we're disciples, that puts us in quite fine company. Today we're going to talk about our job as present-day disciples of Jesus Christ. But this disciple work is not done from the safety of our cozy homes or a church committee room. It demands our taking up the cross, going out, and ministering to the young person who does not make it to Sunday school, the neighbor too tired to get to church, and to the poor, lonely, hurt, or sick who need to feel the love of the Christ. So, like Jesus' disciples, we need training to do this. We need to learn how to sharpen those qualities that make us effective followers, since Jesus promises that we can do his works and even greater works as joint heirs of our loving Father, Mother, God. There is a distinction between disciples and apostles. The word apostle comes from the Greek and means one who is sent out as a personal messenger, and most often refers to Jesus' chief followers. Now, we usually think that there were just 12, but there was a 13th, Matthias, who was elected to replace Judas the betrayer. Unfortunately, we know very little about him, just that the disciples prayed over